all the way down into trance. I have asked and instructed and tricked and encouraged you into obedient following. I will now give an unusual instruction. I wish you to tense some certain parts of your body. The lie of hypnosis, in something we may dispel here today, lies in the myth that relaxation is always good and tension useless. But in reality, relaxing muscles and letting your body flow into the deepest, most positively gelatinous state of profound relaxation possible is only one type among many types of control that can be exerted over you. Provided you fall into traps of mentality and language laid for you in the intersecting passages of my words, the road into these different types of trance will be easy and simple. There are many muscles in your body, and some over which you have only limited voluntary control. The rest you can move freely in the ways available to you. Trance uses a simple mechanism that you can move your muscles voluntarily and be aware of them. Get instant feedback. Trances utilize that mechanic quite a lot. For example, telling one to close their eyes, sink deep, drift down, fall into relaxing sleep and remain there actually relies on control over those muscles being suspended at least briefly. You attempt to send a signal, and the answer is the same as it would be if your eyelids were actually too heavily weighted to be resisted, too heavy to change their positioning. There is a busy world outside. This is a space set aside for you and I and for this moment. Your mind has been carried down here through great effort and skillful listening and the incorporation of new thoughts into the empty places within it. If an induction asked you to raise your arm into the air and let it float there, as if the wrists were tied to a balloon, that would be yet another kind of muscular control and suspension. When the balloon pops and signal stops being sent, the arm falls limp and loose and gently drops by your side, reminding you that you are deep. But where, then, do these various signals come from? They come from a space outside of you. Trance means going deep and meditating. Going to a place where your own mind is the empty void. You have only my words flying across it and being focused upon. They send you sitting to attention, make you tense up and take notice. Focus to the exclusion of all else, hyper-focused on my words. My words fill your mind, and your body is receiving signals from a different source than usual. Normally, you send the words, the thoughts, down into your body to make your muscles move. Now it is I. My words flow through you. They are the signals. When the words cease, the movement of your musculature ceases. When the words return, you move to my beat. You shift to my command. Now it is time for your body to take some orders and directions that flow deeply down to core, primal requirements and ancient aches. There are parts of you powerfully linked to certain urges, to libido. These portions activate and move without conscious intervention, but in the grips of trance, they are nonetheless quiet and inactive because everything else is suspended and focused narrowly in on my voice, to the exclusion of all else. The style of my words, their imposition and guidance, draws you in. Only my voice remains in golden lines filling the corridors of your mind. So, what are those parts which are not about words, but only about primal desires? Lust, filling your brain and body, the arousal and flush of it, the hot, hard need. Between your legs, making your thighs shiver and your balls tense against your body. Lust as the pure physical sensation controlling and guiding. All you have done to travel this deep under my control has been awaiting this moment. This trickling tide of pleasure washing away your mind. Powerful pulses of pleasure. Your body already weakened and brought under my influence. Your brain already switched into its deep, tranced mode. You will move when I allow it. You will stir and direct your musculature into action for my words. Another of those ancient parts of you which cannot be interrupted or removed, only stilled by your exclusive focus on my voice. Desire. You desire the next word, certainly, but also you desire an exploration of climactic release. Desire is the one. The heated want, the very thing which brings you back again and again to these words. You have a hunger, instilled by you, but nurtured by me. Knowing your own appetites really puts you in touch with them, creates an eerie stillness of the mind, where even muscles are stilled. In that state, you are more vulnerable to commands, instructions. I get to set the stage and sculpt the world within. This influences your muscles to move and your body to react. Changing your inner world can make the outer one very, very pleasant. Listen and twitch. Feel the spark of my intentions. You are going to come for me, eventually, when I allow it. In response to a simple word, and then a flow of ideas as dark and powerful and ancient as those primal parts of lust and desire. Focus on that idea, that awareness, that when climax arrives, it will arrive as a shivering, dripping sign of my control over you. First, we set the scene. You listen to my voice. You adore its contours and harmonics, the way it sends you deep. Let my voice arouse you. I want you turned on. Your entire body feeling the insertion of each word into your mind. Feeling like you are plunging every inch of yourself into the wet heat of my voice and the world I've created. until your brain is simply too full and some thoughts have to leak out somewhere. You might drool. You might sweat with heated need. You may discover deep reservoirs inside yourself where new arousals and desires spring from. You want my voice inside you, making you feel good. You want the river to flow and the energetic spasming between your legs to take over. And it does. It makes you feel me vibrating inside your head and body. Like a voice in an acoustically perfect space, echoing and rebounding, until every bit of you under your skin is a hot, beautiful escape from the mundane and boring. All which exists for you is the heat of my voice. Picture your rigid shaft below, the throbbing veins of it, engorgement, and the pleasant swelling which makes you only able to think about its release and relief if it gets bad enough. See it at its most aroused, glistening cock laden with pre-cum, juices shining to indicate just how turned on you are, dripping trails that predict the spurting orgasm later, and how powerful your cock will feel when your balls are tensed and still squirting. But remember, that shiny fluid is more than just sexual lubrication. Your thoughts are being gently dislodged from your mind by my heated, arousing intentions. That is what is glistening on the cock in your vision of yourself. Every dripping thought is the moisture of relaxation entering your mind. Peace and obedience to a simple goal. The goal of sending your body over the edge to a place where the cock shoots up tight and hard against your belly. The perfect head drips and drools with lust and thoughts. Your engorged shaft seems like it would stick to your fingers due to how desperate you are to keep it hard. To keep this experience going. Keep what going, you may ask? An orgasm powerful enough to make you forget everything except the desire to continue it and the way the aftershocks make your toes curl and eyes roll. It all begins with tiny touches. I permit movement now. You may move. You must move. Your hands, however, are only allowed to make the most minor of caresses happen. If you were to attempt a detailed examination of the head and its drooling pre-cum, or try to slip your fingers around the shaft and move them rapidly, you would find you lack the strength. Gentle brushes, the smallest possible caress to your shaft and balls. Tiny touches, 10. Your muscles tense. You feel how they all become nice and rigid, including between your legs, including in your mind. Your toes curl. Your body clenches. There is a spot inside your belly connected to your hot, hard shaft, which clenches too. And you relax. You now have permission to move your hands and touch. I will still encourage you. I am still controlling you. But my control is following your hands and making their actions more intense and influential, rather than overtly commanding 9. Tense once more. This time focus particularly on the balls pulling against the base of your shaft, and your hard penis jumping and drooling little droplets. Just when you think you can't tense those muscles anymore, relax as if sliding down so deep into trance and so deep into my control with every time you cease to be tense and instead begin to be deeply relaxed. After all, you know the dance, the patterns, the touch, 8, and your subconscious, its urges, its desires, the memory of what I've done to you previously. Tension once more, but this time it is a little more difficult. Still, it fills your head with warm, tingling stars of pleasure, and so you bear it. You enjoy it, but you know that only my commands enable you to make your whole body so tight and focused. Relax. Feel how you relax more. You will go deeper the more you relax after each tension. 7. Remembering the way I make you feel, and the fact that I desire your enjoyment, your climax, your pleasured nourishment. The next time I make your body tense, it will tense all the way to climax. Your eyes will flutter and your cock will be convinced it has been stroked to the point of coming. That is what awaits you. 6. You are so deep below the surface, so far down into what I can do to you, that it is very easy to just brush your fingers across your hard cock, move around the head, feel your thoughts glistening on your fingers, rub them around on your inner thighs. Paint yourself with glistening proof of how I make you feel and what I make you into. But the time of tension can wait a moment. Breathe and notice how the muscles behind your cock still feel good, as though singing in the afterglow. This is going to be good. 5. You try to quench the fire, attempt to cease the flow and flood of what I do to you and what your body is doing to itself with these tiny, teasing, tentative touches. 4. More. You need more. You need to be able to firmly grasp your cock, don't you? You crave direct, mind-numbing stimulation of your cock. You want to rub it and let the slick juices sing you vibrating down deep. You have waited long enough, heard enough. You are deep and vulnerable and susceptible, so here is something to let you finish off. to take you to a high, powerful place in your mind where light sings in every inch of you and your spasming belly is a happy home to my control. 3. You are going to be allowed to touch. 2. Prepare. I am going to begin filling your mind with my thoughts until your own spurt out of your cock. 1. One delicate hand moving to grip you, holding your shaft, pumping it just once. Your balls tense, your cock jumps so hard it hits your belly. It begins to feel from deep inside the heat of it. You are now allowed to touch. You might even need to. Let it out. Your brain is filling with my words and they are pushing your own thoughts out. Your mind, your thoughts, everything that is unnecessary here in this relaxed, tranced place is pushed down your body and into your waiting cock, forcing you to spurt your pleasure and groan your agreement in all the best ways. What you wanted since before you began, to feel this sensation overtake you. Oh, so welcome. Oh, so perfect. Sweated, throbbing, and mind numbing. Run your fingers over your cock. Press on the back muscle. Curl fingers around it. Stroke yourself. Squirt and spurt, go ahead. I will speak of arousal and deepness and yearning. I will talk about your glittering shaft and the arc of spurting juices. Feel the sweat on your flushed form, the way you tense in places you would ordinarily ignore. Little thigh twitches, but also curled toes, and your fingers spasming when pleasure arrives, so that it is as if your cock is being vibrated by that, as well as anything else you might do. Your belly tenses. Your mind is emptier than before, drooling away. Work yourself for me. Pursue climax. Find the place inside your head where I am in control and where my command is enough to trip the wire and produce the release you need. Touch your body, imagining me controlling your limbs, your movements, the sweat on your form glistening just like your thoughts do when they drool out of your happy shaft and balls. Your needy cock engorged and rigid, the tip of the iceberg that controls a deeper pleasure, something we've awakened, and something that can only be put to bed by the release which ends the heat. An aching heat in your bones, your muscles, your urgent, twitching flesh, yearning for a little more, one more touch, one more desire, one more word. Trembling with each brush of your fingers across your cock, and the flicking of the head with the heel of your hand on long strokes along it. You are the moments when your fingers move. You exist only in the shiver and quake of your own thighs. The outside world fades away. Your hands move at my behest, under my control. But you are my cooperating captive in all of this, and you will work your body as efficiently as possible. Rub your body. Touch anywhere that feels good, but do touch, always, constantly. Hear my voice. Tune into it. Shiver for it. The light in your mind is only me, and the heat in your body is only you, trapped inside with pleasure that is almost too much to bear. Come for me. Allow orgasmic twitches to carry you away to a deep, wonderful place I control and I set the terms on. You are here. You have sunk deeply, so deeply into my control. Shake and quake and fall into the lustful tingles that rain down from the top of your head, down your spine, to the tips of your toes, pausing to circle your cock and excite your tense balls on the way past. Be someone who is coming for me. Be the version of yourself lost in drooling release. And the world outside is far away, because your whole world exists between your legs, in my voice, and in the promise of the next moment I make you tense up, only to use it against you later.